KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
I'm not fooling around. Chucky to the Raiders? Are you kidding me?
Oh, sorry. I was busy watching the highlights of the Pac-12 and bowl season.
So, oh, I guess you're done.
I'm done.
Then.
I'm done. So there you go. All right. Show's over. Thanks for playing.
See
go Utah.
Year.
Go Utah.
It's the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Happy New Year. JD in the Bush.
Woo!
Hey, we've got our own list this hour. Started with Tom Petty, Don't Do Me Like That. In honor of Black Monday tomorrow and all the coaches that are going to get fired today and tomorrow, breakup songs. So how about this one from Gina? I know this is one of your favorites.
That's my favorite. She bitched so much, she drove me nuts, and I'm happier that way. I mean, come on.
I had to keep her close.
I had to put her 6 feet under. I can still hear her complain.
Breakup songs. What do you got? 800-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. Breakup songs.
Yeah,
you know, I talked to a guy from the Washington Post a couple of hours ago that says there could be there, you know, just, you know, talk around the campfire, could be as many as 8 to 10 head coaches fired between probably the end of the early session of games today and tomorrow morning. Some think they might get a little bit of a reprise to Tuesday because tomorrow's New Year's and they don't want to ruin everybody's
night. Right. Eight to ten coaches that should be fired. So you're talking basically the entire Pac-12 conference, right?
No.
Oh, you're talking NFL too? Oh my God, that's a lot of them. Man. You're kidding me. Eight of them, yeah. Where do you start? Look, one's already been cut. Right, the middle of the season, the New York Football Giants when they got rid of McApoo, and then who else? I mean, go down that list.
Well, Marvin Lewis. Let's start with Marvin Lewis.
No, Marvin left because he wanted to find better opportunities.
And you know where that may be? It may be
Home
in the
Depot?
Bengals front office.
Yeah, okay, could be the Bengals.
No, they're part. But they're one of the things they're.
Well, the guy's 9 years, nine, ten. How long is he? He's longest tenured coach, I think, in the same place, isn't he? One of them, what's he done? What's he done? Why do you want a guy like that in your front office who's a 500 coach?
I don't write the news,
Rob.
I just read it. There's talk that Jim Caldwell could get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's the right move. I mean, you approach this season without a running game.
Right.
I think the same thing with the Packers. I mean, you came into this season unprepared, and you reaped the benefits of that.
Yeah.
I actually think Caldwell is safe myself, but what the hell do I know?
Detroit Lions coach, yep.
Miami, Buffalo, nobody there. Well, who? Dirk Cutter was rumored to be gone, and then the Buccaneers came out and said, no, he's okay. Then the rumors started swirling that the Buccaneers want Chucky, and that's got the Gruden rumors going again, that the Raiders want Chucky so bad.
They're going to offer him part ownership of the team. Part ownership of the team to be able to come back. I mean, that's unprecedented. I mean, first, we started with you can be the GM and you can be the coach as well. I saw that, you know, 20 years ago with Mike Holmgren when he first got to Seattle after he left the Packers. You can, you know, be GM, make all these, just call the shots in the front office of who you want on the team. You can go shopping for the groceries and cook your groceries. You're not just going to cook what we give you there. And that's tough, man. Just, it takes two different guys to do those two different positions. It does. But now, partial owner of the team, there's got to be purely an ego thing for him. He's done a great job in the booth.
If you think that team ownership is something that Gruden is interested in, then you throw that chip out onto the table because you think if that's something that he wants. Because, I mean, you talk about the elite things that you can have in sports and that are offered to you or that you can earn. This is a tough one to get. I mean, only the elite of the elite get offered that, where the billionaire owners will look to the person, whether player or in this case a coach, and say, we'll give you a piece of the team.
Right.
You'll be forever own a piece of this team if you'll come back here and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it's just the two things, though, on Gruden. Number one, why would you walk away from that cake job? Week after week, you travel on somebody else's dime all over the country.
He's one of the highest paid guys
thing,
in ESPN.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you have your football camp where you're talking to every great quarterback coming out of college before he goes into the pro. He goes through your system. You get to do that. Unless you're sick to death of traveling for free and doing your own television show exactly the way that you want it and printing money, I can't imagine him leaving that to go to the NFL coaching world where where you're ready to tear your hair out at the end of the day, every day.
Well, I think you kind of answered your own question, the piece of the team. But then I'm going to look at it from another perspective. Maybe it's going to be a really thin camp this year because he's not going to talk to Rosen, Darnold, or Josh Allen as far as what it takes to be a great quarterback going into the draft as well, too. This is, you know, slim pickings. This is going to be an interesting year with the NFL draft. You and I, we always look forward to it across the street with our other gig there. It's going to be interesting, man, down the road. But we got a lot of football to play in front of us. It's got to be it, JD. It's got to be an ego thing and a boost thing. You've already set the broadcasting world afire. You've already coached.
But did
he win a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I said. What
you
else?
Got the hardware,
right,
man. Stop it.
It's the ownership. What else can it be?
Chuck Pagano, gone, right?
Yeah.
Gone.
Indy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this
Andrew Luck didn't do any favors by not coming back at all this year and playing, taking a single snap. But still, they haven't done anything under him. He basically gave a farewell speech the other day at practice.
Take Andrew Schmuck with you, too. Absolutely. I've never been a fan of his.
Todd Bowles, I think, is okay. The Jets wound up winning more games than they thought. Everybody
they were picked to win zero.
Two?
Yeah,
zero?
One or two, zero, whatever it was. Yeah.
They won five?
Dude, they won like two or three in a row. It cost me a lot of money. I was like, damn it, I can't bet on the Jets every week to be my dog.
Even against New England, who probably doesn't play a whole lot of their starters, do you think they win? No.
No, it's in New England. They're not going to.
New England's favored by 15 and a half.
Yeah, 15 and a half. And Brady's not even playing. I saw Brady at Starbucks like 15 minutes ago. He ain't even there, man. So, this is going to be a weird day in the NFL. It's always like this, isn't it? Every game means everything or it means nothing.
Exactly.
There is no between.
There's no middle today. They're absolutely meaningless games.
Mm-hmm.
Or it really is somebody trying to fight their way in, fight their way out. We'll get to the Raiders and the Chargers at the end here. But, John Fox, gone.
Gone, Chicago. Yeah, he's got to be gone.
I think so.
Yeah, it's just, but you know, the funny thing, I call it the Atlanta Hawks syndrome. You either need to be really bad or really good. Be really bad to get some draft picks to eventually turn good, or be really good all the time, like the Steelers, like the Patriots, like the Seahawks have been for 6 years until probably this year, you know, but keep that thing going. If you're an Atlanta Hawks team, you know what you are? You're two games above 500 every year at 9-7, and nobody knows about you, okay? You change your logo four times, you walk down the street, or you walk around in the mall, and you're like, hey, who's that?
You spent $1.5 billion on that dome, and you still can't make the roof work.
Yeah, you can't make the roof work.
Come on.
Where's
the warranty on this thing?
Yeah, in Atlanta, absolutely. And Chick-fil-A's closed on Sunday. What?
For the first time, I didn't make no sense. For the first time, Jason Garrett's job is kind of called into question a little bit. Look, no offense to your squad, but Dallas had no business losing that game. They had prepared for this. They're getting their star running back. Here comes the Seahawks that are beat up. They got no offensive line. Oh, they got no chance. These guys are out of it. And they get worked. They get manhandled by the Seahawks. How does Jason Garrett not have them ready to play? Now, look, I know he's not going to get it, but for the first time, eyebrows are up there going, how could you not be ready for this?
Well, you're what, 8-8 team after going 13-3 and the number one seed the year before. Yeah, it should be.
I mean,
the
expectations
expectations are high, and you don't say that losing Zeke Elliott torpedoed your season. No, what it was is people actually spent more than an hour and a half watching film on Dak Prescott. Okay, so easy now. He's not Aaron Rodgers like we all thought he was after the start of last year.
No, but he's an effective running back that you plug back into a system that has been doing pretty good. I mean, look, we all expected more out of that Cowboy offense last week.
Yeah, no, what I'm talking about, I'm talking Dak Prescott. So here's what we've seen. We saw Jared Goff suck last year, bust, right, to turn into be one of the top maybe 10 quarterbacks in the league this year. He flipped it around in his sophomore season. Dak Prescott went the other way and passed him as he was going by it, too.
He spent 6 weeks in Cancun. Rumor around the campfire is Bruce Arians may step down after today's game.
Yeah, Arians has already said, too. I listened to a lot of Arizona radio this week as they're playing the Hawks going up to that game today, and he's already it's great too because he gave Seattle all the bulletin board material they want. He said after last week's game, I'm going out in style. We're going up there. That's our house, and we're going to kick Seattle's ass and show them how to play football. So Pete Carroll's been playing that all week long for the Hawks, and good luck with that.
He must be angry at his players.
Dude, I mean, I can't take Bruce Arians seriously. Come on, dude. He's an old white dude who wears a Kangol. You can't wear a Kangol unless you're LL Cool J. J, okay? And he drives a Miata, JD. Yeah. I didn't even know they made those anymore. He drives a Miata with a Kangol on.
Not necessarily a new one.
I know. All right. A 97 Miata with his Kangol on backwards driving around the desert.
Last one here is going to be the Raiders and the Chargers. The Raiders have the opportunity to knock the Chargers completely and 100% out of the playoffs with a victory today. You know that Drew Sherman is going to be at that game today with his Raider gear on, screaming his brains out. But also, and this guy's been safe, this guy's name hasn't popped up in the Black Monday thing at all until, again, like maybe the last 24, 48 hours, Jack Del Rio. And maybe that's the Chucky thing. Maybe that's the Gruden thing. Maybe that's just they're unhappy with taking a step backwards this year, too.
Yeah, well, the Raiders were, you know, that hot, sexy pick to dethrone the Patriots. We always got to have one pick, don't we, to knock New England off. How about this? Just pick New England every year, okay? Just be safe, man. Play Republican when it comes to picking your football teams. You know, worry about the NFC. Make that a crapshoot, JD. We can go 3, 4, 5 different ways of the NFC, but just keep picking New England until Brady or Belichick decides to leave. Don't give me your Raiders. Don't give me your whatever. Derek Carr missed, what, 45 minutes of football? That's all, okay? I mean, come on, man. This was a bust from the beginning this year. This is a team that should have won 10, 11, 12 games, better than where they're at, and ran away with that division.
Yeah, there are a couple of head-scratchers this year, and the Raiders definitely one of them. All right.
Yeah.
Coming up in just a minute, we've got a fresh Bushka fact for you. The Rams will be resting today, and it's going to cost some people some money if they're resting, too. We'll tell you about some people and some incentive dollars out on the table. It's Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
It is New Year's Eve. Yes, so it's the last time I'm going to see you this year.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you, too, of course. Do you know why we celebrate New Year's on January 1st?
Because it's the first day of the year?
No. It's completely different. It's going to floor you. It's going to make the rest of your night. I'll tell you about it next. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
No way.
Incredible yet true.
Why do we celebrate New Year's on January 1st, you say? And you gave me the Captain Obvious answer.
It's the first day of the year.
Why is it the first day of the year? It's the first day of the year because Julio Cesar Chavez said so. That's a California twist we're putting on there, but it's actually Julio Cesar, okay? Julius Caesar, Big Jules, our contemporary Gregorian calendar that we have. It's based on the Julian one, which, of course, is named after Big C's. He made January month numero uno. So because Caesar said so, we go along with what Caesar said.
Still.
We're still going, why not, man? I mean, not everything has to change in this world, right?
I change stuff then.
Right, we change cell phone plans, you know? I mean, we're
change New Year's Eve to summertime.
I'm on my third ex-wife. You know, it doesn't matter. Not everything has to be the same. It's good to keep things the same way in tradition. So thank you, Caesar, for January 1st, man.
I think you made that up.
I did make it up. Well, did you not hear it says incredible yet true, we think?
Most of the time.
Okay, maybe that's not one of the times.
All right, back to our list. Black Monday in the NFL tomorrow. A whole lot of coaches going to be breaking up with their teams. How about another breakup song, Dave? What do you got? Oh, how about If You Go Your Own Way?
Stevie,
plenty of that tomorrow.
Calm.
It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, Fleetwood Mac. Love that one. Lindsey Buckingham getting down on guitar. Christine McVie and Stevie Nicks and the whole gang with that one. It's breakup songs is our list this morning with Sports on Tap because there are going to be a whole lot of NFL teams breaking up with their coaches. One of them has already happened. That's Ben McAdoo with the Giants. But they're saying it could be a whole lot of them. Even Del Rio might get it. But we turn our attention now to the bowl games because finally after, was it 39? Is that the number? 39 bowls?
36. Yeah.
36 bowl games this year. And I don't hate on the bowl games because if I was a kid playing, I don't care. If I was a kid playing in college or my kid was playing, you could look at, do you remember playing team sports? Do you remember padding up? Do you remember putting your gear on? Wearing it? Don't be a jerk. Come on, answer. I mean, you're searching for comedy. Just look at me and answer the question. Did you play?
I'm not searching for it.
Did you play?
Of course I did. I played hockey. Absolutely.
Okay. So what would you give for one more time to pull that uniform on and go out there on the ice and play one? What would you give for that? One more time.
Yeah, one more time, I would. I'm always a pessimist in a crappy mood and stuff. But,
right, that's why I'm not asking you to hate on bowl games. There's plenty of that out there. I'm saying that it's okay
but I did
to put your uniform on one more time and play the game. Let the band come out there and step on people's feet and break stuff. And let them go do it one more time. Right. Why hate on them?
I know. It's a chance. It's a chance for the fans. The one more last hurrah before the spring game.
Oh, by the way, it generates a ton of dough. For the schools. Oh, by the way, generates a lot of money, these bowl games. So we're down to the good ones now, though, right? Yeah. Because Monday they all take a break. No. These look like good games.
A lot of fans in town too. I've seen around Georgia and Oklahoma.
I like the Alabama-Clemson game for sure. I like the Georgia-Oklahoma game for sure. I think Notre Dame and LSU could put up a great game for us. I'm going to call UCF to upset the Auburn Tigers. Oh, that one.
Only undefeated team.
I like the Monday games, Peach Bowl, Rose Bowl, Citrus Bowl. They all look pretty good to me.
Yeah, they do. Of course, the Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all. It's just, it seems weird not to have the traditional Rose Bowl Pac-12 Big Ten matchup.
That's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, you had that. You had that in the Cotton Bowl on Friday, and it didn't turn out to be much of a great game anyway. But, yeah, Georgia and Alabama, you know, I like Georgia to win the national championship. I think they're going to win that game. Something's not right with Baker Mayfield in Oklahoma.
Well, he's sick, right? He missed media day. He's missing walkthroughs. They're saying he's got some kind of...
He's a partier. I think food poisoning. I think maybe he did one too many shots of the tequila. You know, he could have done that. So that's okay. He's a college kid. You know, go out and drink. You're in L.A. Have some fun. Do what you got. But, hey, look, this tells everything, man. The guy skipped the trip to Disneyland. Because the teams go to Disneyland when they're out here for the Rolls, but he sat that one out, okay? So, hey, if you're not going to go see Mickey and Minnie, something's really wrong with you.
You know what else they
get
to do?
It's the happiest place on earth, JD.
The two teams that go to the Rose Bowl, they also both get to eat at Lowry's Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
They get their own special night, so they don't have to share the restaurant or run into somebody from the other team or anything. And, man, they feed those kids some steaks.
There's a kid, and I remember this because, you know, I'm a Badger fan. A few years ago, when Wisconsin played Oregon, this kid set a record for Wisconsin. He ate like 11 pounds of prime rib. You know, this big old offensive line. They just, half pound's like pretty good. This dude ate 11 pounds. I was like, wow.
Oh, man.
Because it's unlimited. They just keep on bringing it out to you. They shut the whole restaurant down for you guys. But, you know, it's a cool thing. It's a tradition. That's really what the bowl games are about, regardless of who's playing. And I mean, it is fun to be able to get out there. A lot of teams are doing them, JD. 36 bowl games.
Yeah.
Let's do the math on that.
Yeah.
You and I went to UNLV. We can't count past 21, but I actually did it on a calculator. It's 72 teams. There's 130 teams. JD, to play D1 football. 72 go to a bowl game.
How many D1 schools?
There's 130 and 72 playing a bowl game. It's a lot harder to not go to a bowl than it is to go to a bowl game.
So basically, we could go another 25 bowls. Look at it that way. The bowls on Saturday, pretty good fiesta in the Orange Bowl. We're pretty good. Wisconsin got over on Miami.
Yeah. And what's the Big Ten? Undefeated, JD. 6-0. 6-0 is the Big Ten. I'm sorry, 7-0 because Wisconsin and Penn State both won.
All right, let's do this now. Part of our celebration this weekend includes Six Flags Magic Mountain. Oh, yeah, Twisted New Year's on KLOS. Mm-hmm. Caller 25 right now, 800-955-KLOS. I've got a pair of passes for Six Flags Magic Mountain for you. Go ahead and call right now.
And I'll give you an autographed 8.5x11 if you can tell me how many Pac-12 teams won this year in bowl games. And if you can tell me which one it was, JD will sign the other half, too.
Rob will be taking your call now at 800-955. Hey, congratulations. Jeremy and Corona was able to get through and score tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain. He is also in the running for our grand prize this weekend, which is a four-pack of 2018 season passes, all passes, courtesy of our friends at Six Flags Magic Mountain. We'll have another pair to toss out in the second hour of the show today.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. Thank you to the promotions team. John Manchaka has always been really good with us, you know, hooking us up with great things here to give away to the listeners, too. So those guys work hard, too, behind the scenes.
Let's get back to the list, and that's breakup songs. None of all the coaches in the NFL are going to get fired tonight and tomorrow. My little Led Zeppelin this time around. Babe, I'm going to leave you. Oh, yeah, you are. And take your stuff in your desk, too. 95.5 KLOS Sports
nice
on
song.
Tap with JD
like
the Bush. You like that? Babe, I'm going to leave you. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, honestly, if you're an NFL team, do you not play that as the guy's being escorted out by security, carrying his belongings in a box? Just sit there. I mean, it's nice. It's kind of cool.
That's our list for the first hour. Sports on Tap here is breakup songs because there's going to be a lot of NFL teams breaking up with their head coaches.
You feel bad for these guys. They're going to lose their job.
But then
I always look and see, okay, you made $3 million a year
that's
for 11 years. If you couldn't sock any of it away, that's a you problem.
If you didn't save any of that money, then too bad on you. Go enjoy your job as the Walmart greeter.
Absolutely. It's not like you made $35,000 and you got four kids to support. Then
because
I feel a little
unless
worse
you get a job as a PE coach, that's the only thing they're going to give you money for.
Yeah, that's about it, man.
Speaking of money, who do you suppose was the highest paid athlete in 2017? Take a stab in the dark, wild stab in the dark.
Yasiel Puig.
No, actually, Yasiel Puig doesn't even make the top 10 list.
Highest paid athlete.
Same guy was last year, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, yeah, soccer player, yep.
Yeah, $93 million. But, I mean, check this out. He made a combined $93 million, $58 million in salary, $35 million in endorsements. In his second place, LeBron James, $86 million for the entire year, $31 million in salary, $55 million in endorsements.
LeBron had a birthday yesterday, too.
Yeah, and he lost on his birthday. Thanks very much to the Jazz for handing him that. Number three, Lionel Messi, another soccer player, $80 million, $53 million in salary, $27 in endorsements. Roger Federer, you would imagine this guy would make a lot of money, right? He's a good-looking guy. He's got a million trophies in that cabinet. $6 million in earnings, $58 million in endorsements. Hey, now!
Does Roger Federer, to me, not seem like he's been there for 25 years? The dude's like in his early 30s. I'm like, what? I read that. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, the Swiss tennis star has been doing it for quite a while, $64 million on the year. Rounding out the top five, another basketball player, Kevin Durant, $60 million for the year, $26 in salary, $34 in earnings. The rest of the top ten, Andrew Luck, your boy, $50
million. Andrew Schmuck.
But check it out, $47 million in salary, $3 million in endorsements. You're on the shelf. You're not doing any endorsements except for somebody that's like locked in for the whole year.
There's an incentive, $49 million if you actually show up and play.
Rory McIlroy at $50 million. Steph Curry, $47 million. James Harden, $46 million. And Lewis Hamilton, who's a race car driver in England, rounds out the top 10. None of these guys topped $100 million for the year. But check this out. If you back up and look at this, people ask all the time. They talk about Tiger Woods. I'm sick and tired of hearing about Tiger Woods. How come everybody's already talking about Tiger Woods? You want to know why? You want to use just a little bit of Forbes money list information. Tiger Woods, 10 years ago, 2007, led all athletes at $100 million. 2008, guess who it was? Tiger Woods,
his wife.
$115 million. 2009, Tiger Woods, $110 million.
Wow.
2010, Tiger Woods, $105 million. 2011, Tiger Woods. And then finally in 2012, Floyd Mayweather knocked him off the top spot. Tiger comes back in 2013, $78 million, and gets it again. So that's one, two, three, four, five, six times
in
the last 10 years. It's been Tiger Woods, a golfer that tops $100 million and beats every other athlete on the planet in earnings.
That hasn't won a major since Reagan was in the White House. And oh my God,
that's a big exaggeration. But the point is the guy moves the needle like nobody ever has. And that is in the record books that you can go look up. And it certainly is in the Forbes list. Can you, 6 out of 10 years in the Forbes list, Tiger Woods. That's amazing.
Well, you know why? Because his birthday was yesterday, like LeBron. Too. So happy birthday to Tigger, and it's a good day. Yesterday was for a lot of athletes. Carson Wentz turned the big 2-5 yesterday for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a guy who has a bright spot. I will tell you this to Cristiano Rinaldi, as I know he's listening. I know Cristiano Ronaldo, right? Sorry,
whatever his name is.
I know. I don't care. Okay, it's soccer. It's not really a sport. Okay, but I know you're listening. Okay, just don't be like Messi, because Messi, who made all that money, made a mess with his IRS over there, tax evasion, had big problems, had to pace himself, almost went to the pokey because of it too. So hopefully, Cristiano, you know, hopefully he's gonna heed warning there.
Oh, look at me. He's a soccer guy, man.
I said, is it a real sport? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anything that serves Capri Suns and oranges is not a real sport.
I have to say that
book.
We've got it all backwards, though. It's like theirs is more football than ours.
Yeah.
I mean, that's football. I mean, that's the whole point. You can't touch it with your hand.
Football.
It should be handball.
Remember that, football or football?
Really, it should be handball, right? You touch it with your hands, you hand out with your hands, you hand over the running guy, he runs. It should be
handball.
With the
NFL, it should be a lot of things. It should be
guys that chase that little rubber ball around those square.
Kneel for the anthem ball, domestic violence ball. It should be anything but, I think, football.
You're going to hear all kinds of lists over the next few days because it's the year end, so it's going to be the best of and the worst of and all that kind of stuff. We have, by the way, coming up here in just a few minutes, the top five moments in all of sports for 2017. And you think about that, there's like, what, five major sports? That's like one story per sport. So to be able to carve this thing down to just five stories.
You get a Mount Rushmore out of it.
Pretty remarkable work by our staff. The top five sports stories of 2017. But here's another one that you probably won't hear a whole lot about. At the end of the year, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, they have a database and they release that information every year.
You lost me at safety.
Don't you want to know what's on the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's
list? I don't even wear a seatbelt, but go ahead. Yeah.
This is a list from America's emergency rooms. Things, top things stuck in people's noses.
Oh.
These are the top things stuck in people's noses for 2017.
My thing's not on the list.
According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. Dave, give me a music bed for this. Here they are. Top things stuck in people's noses in America. Are you ready? Number 10. We'll do this Letterman style. Number 10. No, don't beat on the counter.
Okay.
Number 10 is going to be candy wrappers. Candy wrappers.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, going to go out on a limb here, most of these are kids that have been taken.
I would hope so. I mean, look, I snort the occasional Chico stick like the other guys do.
Right.
So, yeah, I can see it.
Gum came in at number 9. Gum.
Stuck in people's nose.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you roll it up and it kind of, I can see that going up there. Balloons at number 8.
Okay.
Balloons. Number 7, wads of hair. See, again, this is kids. You know, you're sitting there in a class, and the girl's got her ponytail, and she starts twisting, and up the nose it goes. Up the nose it goes.
Jeez. You keep it knocking, but you can't come in.
Number 6, juice straws. Juice straws. From the box.
Right, from the Capri Sun.
Right, of course.
From the Capri Sun, from playing your crappy soccer, everybody gets a trophy. That soccer's a problem, I think, with a lot of stuff.
I never knew this was a problem, but apparently it is, and parents ought to think about what they give their children for jewelry, because in at number 5 is necklace pendants. Necklace pendants stuck in the nose. Well, you can see that, too. They're bored. They're in school. And
what is it, man? Is it public education, I think, that drives all of this? Is it bad parenting?
I don't know. This is the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database for things stuck in the nose.
How about boogers? Is boogers in there?
No, but you know what number 4 is? A dime. A dime.
A dime bag stuck in your nose.
Now, see, I've been going with this kid thing all along until I get to this. A kid's little nostril isn't big enough to put a dime in.
Put a dime. Who is it?
That's why it gets stuck.
Yeah.
Dave, that's why it gets stuck.
Dime.
Number 3, I didn't know this was this popular or they could reach all the way to the bottom of the tank, but number 3, fish tank gravel. Why? Because it's colored? This should go up my nose. Let's put it up here.
Fish tank gravel.
What? And number 2, baby bottle nipples.
Yes.
So the little nipples that you have to boil them when you know, mm-hmm. Those things that pop off, the baby bottle nipple stuck in the nose.
Well, of course, because they actually, if you boil it the right way, it feels like a human nipple. And who hasn't put a human nipple in their nose?
Boy, I'm going to move on to the next one here.
Well, okay,
real quick.
Like I'm the only one. You leave me hanging
all
the time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'm the only freak in the room. Really?
Yeah, and... And here's the most unusual thing found in a nose.
Another body part, please.
According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, we are not going to any
please.
Other body parts.
Is it this?
No, we're
is
not.
Is it this?
The number one thing, 2 magnets, 1 up each nostril.
Yeah.
They got clinked together and couldn't get them out.
That's from those OCD
that's
kids,
beautiful.
You know, that got to have everything in even numbers.
Or I
all,
love
those
that
kids
one.
That don't let their food touch on the plate.
Magnets.
That's what got to have 2.
Here
1 of everything.
Here you go, Johnny. No money for toys, but take these magnets out of mom's hot mitts.
Put them up your nose.
Put those up your nose.
Right. Which is fine. I mean, when the kid fails history later on, it's an excuse we have, right?
One more song for our breakup coaches. Do we have one more, Dave? One more? Oh, we do. Don't go away mad, Chuck Pagano.
Just go away.
Don't go away mad, John Fox. Just get the hell out of our football stadium.
Go away, Pat.
Hour 2 of Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush. New list this hour. Our list this hour is going to be mascot songs. Mascot songs, right?
Absolutely.
So we'll start with there. Eye of the Tiger.
Of course, a Canadian band. Thank you. You're finally getting it right, man, because Canada rocks out the best music. We know that.
Well, Eye of the Tiger could go
follow it up with Celine Dion, too.
Or the Bengals, I guess.
They both suck. Take your pick.
More Magic Mountain tickets on the... Smooth, yeah?
Yeah, it is.
Do you like this?
That's another song I'd play as the coaches are being shown the door. Hey, that doesn't even go with our list. Don't worry about it, man. It's badass. It's Robin on the guitar. Come
yeah.
on, man.
Hey, Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS, JD in the Bush, and some Robin Trower there. This hour's list is actually mascot songs. That's Day of the Eagle by Robin Trower. We told you a moment ago, if you're with us, we had to narrow down all of the events that happened in the sports. I mean, between the Super Bowl and the World Series and the NBA Finals, the Masters, and all of these things. I mean,
speaking of the NBA and the Finals, did you see that the Warriors, who were going to make it for like the 40th straight year in a row, they got Steph Curry back yesterday. Like, they needed that.
I heard he made a couple couple of baskets.
Dude, they scored 141 points. They were scoring 125 without him, JD.
They only made him score 140 points. He dropped 10 threes. He hit 10 threes. He has 38 points.
That's just sick how it is. Why do you even watch the NBA anymore?
He may be on next year's list.
I think he will be.
All right, five biggest moments in sports here. I'm going to go with, we've decided our crack team's been working on this
all season long. Our team on crack, however you...
Either one. Has come up with September 9th, Louisiana Tech and Mississippi State.
Oh, yeah.
Louisiana Tech had a second and goal from about the 6-yard line, I think it was. Ball snapped over the quarterback's head. Then the Keystone Cops' mad scramble for the ball that goes all the way to the other end of the field. Mm-hmm. Now, Louisiana Tech covers the ball. Mm-hmm. When it's all said and done, it gets kicked a couple of times. They cover the ball. When they set up to go for third down, it's third and 93. Third and 93. I've never seen or heard of that in my entire life. Had to be in the top five.
Oh, absolutely it was. Do you think they called any of the Pac-12 offensive coordinators for advice on what to call on that play? I would hope not.
Well, they might have, because I don't think they converted that.
They're 93. No,
I don't think so.
Actually,
they got a first
they
down.
They picked up eight. They came up 85 yards short.
There was no first down on that. It was third and 93, third and goal from the 7.
You can't get a first down. You got to score a touchdown 93 yards away. Yeah, no. I would go to a prevent defense. I would play the 10. Defensive backs. Yeah.
Just line up your nose tackle on the center and everybody else is in
a one-person rush. It ain't going to matter. 3 feet per yard? Right? Okay, that's not bad. I got 306 feet to tackle you. I feel pretty good about that.
Third and 93. Love that. In at number four, our staff has decided that the spectacle of Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor needs to be mentioned, because the winner got $100 million, Floyd Mayweather. The loser, Conor McGregor, got $30 million, and nothing was accomplished. There wasn't a belt. There wasn't a trophy. Nothing was sanctioned. This was $130 million in purse money handed out for nothing.
And the biggest losers, who were us that actually ponied up to watch it, all we got are some crappy stale pizza and some wings.
No, not
some breadsticks.
I didn't go pay-per-view. I went steal-per-view.
You went steal? Well, so did I. I stole it here at the station. I stuck Keith with the bills.
Is it stealing it if we go across the street to NBC and watch?
No,
is that stealing?
I come over here because they'll never expect it.
I just say I'm at work.
Yeah, I just grab the remotes in here. We got two TVs. I'm like, order this, order that. So if they get those big nudie blocks, they know where it's coming from. Now,
sometimes you just don't understand your boss, right? We got a thing from our boss the other day that said, be sure and leave the TVs on.
Yeah.
When's the last time your boss told you to leave the TVs on at work?
I
love this guy.
Oh, I know.
Get me. Hey, make sure you leave the TVs on.
Yeah, he's a cool boss, too. He told me to leave the toilet seat up. I'm already there. I do that, too.
Talking about something else. Number three in our list of the top five biggest moments in sports for 2017. Another record fell in 2017 that is likely never going to fall again unless the man who set the record can go back and do it again. He won the mustard belt for the 10th time. 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
72.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Joey Chestnut, maybe one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Of course, he's a Californian. He's from San Jose. That's all they do, man. Eat hot dogs up there. Dude, 72. After you
72
eat 72 hot dogs
in 10 minutes,
do you eat dinner later? Do you eat breakfast the next day?
I think there's a little tent they go in the back when they're
throw
done.
Throw it all up. Oh, absolutely. How'd you like to be the guy that cleans that up?
I didn't want to go there. How about this, though? Just in case you're wondering, 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes, 20,000 calories in 10 minutes.
Well, does he have a Fitbit while he's doing it? Like walk
probably,
around?
Probably.
You think so?
Nice, get that gastric bypass thing.
How fitting July 4th is the only day that's going on, too. It's so cool. It's
number
America.
Two is going to be Mississippi State. See, not everything is pretty. Not everything is pretty in these
Mississippi
moments.
It's not pretty. I've been there.
Mississippi State ends UConn's 111-game winning streak in women's basketball. 111-game winning streak out the window because of Mississippi State.
Yeah, which they've started another one. I think they're up to 98 again. I mean, UConn's crazy. All they do
is just last March. You got to play a lot of ball.
You look at their streaks. It's 111 and 98. They had 100. I mean, it's ridiculous. Those guys have lost three or four games out of the last 500. That's Gino Auriemma for you.
All kidding aside, I think that we have to recognize, we don't have to, but I think it would be good to recognize Serena Williams as the greatest athletic achievement of 2017, because not only did she win her 7th Australian Open last January, not only did she do it at 35 years of age, she was 8 weeks pregnant.
when she won the Australian Open at 35 years old.
Yes. She had the ultrasound to prove it, too. I love sonographers. Absolutely. I'm telling you, man, that's impressive. You do stuff and go out there, and first of all, it makes you think how bad's the tennis in Australia. But second of all, great job, that a pregnant chick's coming down from down here.
More Six Flags Magic Mountain tickets, a Bushka Fact.
I got a baby bump, and I'm winning the tourney. Come on,
95.5 KLON.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
There's Donald Trump talking Russian in there.
He's in there. Did we not see something on the news here where they're going over his achievements of 2017? Yeah. Everybody's got to have a list, man. It wasn't a very long segment. I don't know what's going on. I think it was shorter than our achievement list we got here. Let's tell you, tonight, New Year's Eve, of course, everybody be safe. We want you listening to show 123 next week. And
please,
congrats on everybody for helping us make that happen. We really appreciate you guys. But how many of you New Year's Eve revelers are going to PTFO before midnight? How many?
I think
you don't
a
know
lot.
I got
a lot.
Probably.
I bet that number's big.
Of course it is. I'll tell you about it next on 95.5 KLOS.
All right. Back to our list, and these are mascot songs. Mascot.
Now, Bushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
New Year's Eve, I know you and I, we're going to stay up 24-7 because we can.
Oh, yeah.
We can rock it like that. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't wait. You and I both are like 55, but we look 29. That's the main thing. We can still, rock it all night. But how many of you are going to PTFO before midnight?
I will.
22% of Americans cop to passing out before the clock strikes 12.
Passing out before midnight. Yeah,
22%. 22% say that, and then what's that make the other 78% liars? Right, is what it is. Yeah, but there's always people that are going to be eating the pig in the blanket later on, too.
See, that's the good thing. If you do stay up and do all that, I love the hangover breakfast the next morning. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Put big pile of
salsa verde and some of the greasy stuff just to sit there and why not?
Exactly. I got to have Cholula, too.
Yep. And we keep pushing our New Year's resolution back. I'll start in February. I'll start in March. Next thing you know, it's football season, and we're doing it all over again, man.
All right. Let's get back to our list. We've got a list going as well, and our list this time around is team mascot songs. So we're going to go with Jet City Woman for the J-E-T-S.
From Queensryche. Where are they from? My favorite part. That's where they're going to land.
JD in the Bush doing Sports on Tap Sunday mornings. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year to you. Only a few more hours left now in 2017. We launch into the new year here coming up in just a little bit. But you know what? It's time now for us to turn our attention to the Las Vegas side of things. RJ Bell going to join us now. RJ Bell is the founder of pregame.com. He's got a great podcast you can check out over at Podcast One called The Dream Preview. He joins us now to talk about all things Vegas and gaming. Good morning, RJ. Happy New Year.
Hey, still enough time to win a few more bets in 2017.
Or still enough time to lose your kid's college fund in 2017.
Well, it'll still be tax deductible, right? So you might as well get it in now if you're going to lose.
Let me ask you this, RJ. On the last day of the season like this, and Rob put it a good way, it's like these games mean everything or they mean nothing. Is there money to be made out there in some of these meaningless games?
Yes, especially if you have a team that seemingly has something to play for, the playoffs, let's say, positioning, versus a team that seemingly doesn't. If you can find that team that doesn't, that really does, that's where the value is. Finding a team, let's say, like a Baltimore that everybody knows needs to win, everybody knows it. So you're not going to get a lot of value playing that way. But if you find a team like San Francisco that doesn't have an obvious reason to win, that I think really wants to win, then there's the potential of getting value.
Okay, so let's go with that. The Rams are hosting the 49ers, and there's been talk all week long. The Rams really not much to play for here other than you can try and position, but you can't figure out what other people are going to do. So they've decided they're going to rest early. They're going to rest off. These guys are all sitting. The spread is San Francisco -3. I tell you what, the way Jimmy G has been playing, I like that. I think that's a good bet.
So do I.
And I agree. I think San Francisco is motivated to finish the year 5-0 with Jimmy G, which I think will energize the off season, especially considering they only had one win before he was the quarterback. On the other hand, I think the Rams not only don't see the motivation to win, I think they'd probably rather lose the game. Why? Because as the four seed, if they win next week and the three seed also wins, the Rams would go to Philadelphia, which is much, much more appealing right now without Carson Wentz going to Philly compared to going to Minnesota. So I think there's some real Machiavellian logic here to Coach McVay not starting his starters against the 49ers.
Yeah, not to mention they lost 24-7, weren't even in that Vikings game earlier there. He's RJ Bell from pregame.com, podcast.1. You can podcast one, you can check him out over there as well, too. It's Sports on Tap with JD in the Bush, Sunday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. Hey, all right, you give me these odds. I'm flying out of here to go watch my Seahawks and Bruce Arians' career open up a can and turn that stupid Kangol hat around of his. But then what are the chances I'm going to be disappointed when Atlanta still beats Carolina and Seattle misses the playoffs?
Well, so Atlanta, Carolina, I think it's a situation where there's one team, Carolina, that wants to win. Mm-hmm. And if they win, they have a chance to win their division. But then there's an Atlanta team that's a must win. Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to sound counterintuitive, but I'd rather not play the must win team because everybody knows it. Thus, it's expensive. And number two, if you got to win, the pressure increases. If you want to win, you're focused, but not as much pressure. So I think Atlanta's got a ton of pressure today. Mm-hmm. Carolina, not so much. Give me Carolina plus four.
Yeah.
I like that side.
You know what? I like the way that looks, too, because Carolina's been playing better. And you're right, the pressure on Atlanta, because they're trying so hard to get back to that Super Bowl and that unfinished business that they left last year. That's got to be, man, that's the weight of the world.
And, RJ, Carolina is going to beat Atlanta because the Saints are going to be in a dogfight with Tampa Bay because all that tradition they have down there in Tampa Bay with the Buccaneers. And Dirk Cutter's job could be on the line.
Well, they just announced yesterday, and these reports are never 100%, that Cutter is coming back.
Oh, yes!
That was a big surprise. If you would have asked me the odds of that 2 days ago, I would have said Cutter coming back to Tampa Bay, big underdog. I think it helps Tampa, because if a coach, and this is a big picture point to consider, if a coach is gone at the end of the season, you get a substitute teacher effect. It's like, hey, this teacher's here. I know this teacher's the boss, but they're not going to be here tomorrow. What's the difference? Well, now the Cutter's back, I think
guys will play
season,
harder.
I think it helps Tampa Bay.
That's a good rule because we all know what we did to substitute teachers, at least I
know.
All right, let's take your formula now and apply it to the Chargers and the Raiders because the Raiders will take on the Chargers down here in Southern California at the StubHub Center. Chargers, slim hopes of getting into the playoffs. First thing they have to do is beat the Raiders. The spread is Chargers -7.5 in this game. You know the Raiders would love to knock them off. Do you like this one?
This is the first time in Las Vegas memory that the road team has the home field advantage. Literally, the Chargers have not had a great home field all year, and now the Raiders, remember, used to be the L.A. Raiders. Mm-hmm. I expect them to have well over 50% of the crowd on the Raiders side. I don't know if you guys saw the Raiders took out a newspaper
in
ad.
L.A.? Yeah,
in L.A.
Yep.
So I think the Raiders are a heck of a bet because not only will they benefit from the home crowd, they're going to be motivated in a questionable motivation spot for them by that crowd, and thus I think the Raiders getting a touchdown or more, good bet.
Hey, RJ, I think it's because the Chargers play at a soccer stadium. Do you recognize yourself, soccer is even a sport, and do you guys have it there on Vegas to be able to bet on? Because anything involving Capri Suns and orange slices, you really can't bet on seriously.
You can bet, but as a personal ethical decision, I do not bet soccer.
Yeah, it's like rehab. How many times can you fall off the wagon? You don't want to do this. So hey, let's kick into some college football for a sec. Tons of people in town. The Rose Bowl, Georgia. You got Alabama, you got Clemson, you got Oklahoma right now. Something's off with Baker Mayfield. The guy skipped his trip to Disneyland. He can't be feeling good and right at all. I'm telling you now, man, put all your money on this. Georgia wins this game. Georgia beats Alabama a week later in the championship. How wrong am I?
I disagree with you.
Well, see, you're right.
And when I disagree with you,
I'm
here's
wrong.
What you need to know. I'm willing to bet you that I'm right.
All right, what happens here then? Tell us.
Well, I think, one, Baker Mayfield has not missed any practices. So anything else is all just, you know, Twitter talk.
Yeah,
he's missed some press stuff. Who cares, right? He has not missed any practices. And here's something no one's talking about. The backup quarterback, Murray, for Oklahoma, is roommates with Mayfield, and they haven't changed rooms by all press accounts. Now, if your first-string guy is really sick, yeah, and your second-string guy is staying in the same room, don't you think you move him to another room so he doesn't get sick? They didn't move him. I think this is a lot of talk. I like Oklahoma plus three. Best offense in the country.
Look at that inside
info.
You don't get that stuff anywhere.
You don't get that. Oh, my God. That's like my buddy I call up who does home-based pharmaceuticals. You know, I mean, he knows everything and all the ins and outs. I'm going to call you.
He's RJ Bell, pregame.com.
Look at that.
Also, check out the podcast over on Podcast One. It's the Dream Preview. RJ, Happy New Year. Great football season. Thanks for being with us, man.
Thanks, RJ.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Happy New Year. Dude. Did you even know Oklahoma had a backup quarterback? I didn't think they did. I thought just like an offensive lineman, or they ran the Wildcat the rest of the time.
I want to know how you get that kind of information. That's what I want to know.
The backup quarterback.
How do you know that they didn't move the backup quarterback out of his room?
Out of his room.
How
because
do you know that?
Because you don't want him to get sick and spread it over. Wow. Okay. See, that's why he's the Vegas guy. That's why the Associated Press calls him. Yep.
That's exactly right.
And you all call us now, huh?
800-955-KLOS. Good tie-in, Rob. Time for you to win some Six Flags Magic Mountain tickets. That's right. It is a Twisted New Year's here on KLOS. We'll get back to our list, too, of, team mascot songs next. But right now, 800-955-KLOS, caller 25, you're going to Magic Mountain. Just when you thought Stevie was done, you get that little down there at the end. Love that stuff. Space Cowboy. That's Steve Miller Band. JD in the Bush on 95.5 KLOS, and our list this hour has been mascot songs. So Space Cowboy, for all you cowboy fans, in that one. We're going to go with a college mascot, I guess, to end the program with. But first, Boss of the Big Screen.
What do you got, man? Boss of the Big Screen.
I asked you first.
I know you did. I figured that. You always do that. You try to buy yourself
Let me say this. Yeah, I do, because I always have something to put in here. I'm a big golf fan, and I love what Golf Channel does. Their beautiful HD Exmo coverage is awesome. And what they're doing today is absolutely killer. PGA Tour Golf Marathon. That means, depending on what time of day you tune in, back to back to back, you're going to tune in and see the BMW Championship, then the Northern Trust Open, then the Dell, then the Tour Championship, then around from the President's Cup, back-to-back-to-back championship golf all day long in the Golf Channel. Way to go, Golf Channel.
See, it's Boss of the Big Screen. That's what you like. That's what you're watching as well, and that's great. We could easily go with the Week 17 matchup to wrap up the NFL. I'm flying out of here to the Hawks game next. I could go with that, but I'm not. You know me and my home and native land of Canada. There is something very cool that you need to check out. It's happening tomorrow. It happens once a year. It's called the Winter Classic. Now, what this is, they play hockey outdoors. Outdoors, in the snow, you can't see. It's a blizzard out there. They're going to play at Citi Field, which is home to the New York Mets. It's the New York Rangers and the Buffalo Sabres. And the cool thing about it is it's going to be a Sabres home game. Not even a Rangers home game, because you got to cross the bridge, over there to that side as well. Right. So, yeah, they want to screw the Rangers fans. Those are just people in Manhattan. So you check that out. That is at 10 a.m. tomorrow on NBC, the Winter Classic.
Winter Classic.
And I guarantee you, then, by the time you're ready to watch the Rose Bowl and the game after it, the hockey game is still going to be the best part of your day.
Not a hockey fan, but I tell you what, when it's snowing, when you're watching an outdoor hockey game and the snow is falling on the ice, there's nothing else.
Yeah, nothing like it, buddy. Nothing like it, man. So
Ace Frehley from Kiss is playing too.
Ace Frehley, Kiss. There you go. Why not, man? Lots
awesome
of great
stuff.
Songs.
All right, other Boss of the Big Screen for today. It's got to be the Oakland Raiders at the L.A. Chargers at StubHub. It's going to be a sea of silver and black over at the StubHub Center with the Raiders trying their hardest to knock the Chargers off. It's the only thing they got to play for, man.
What's the over-under on arrests at that game today?
Oh, 75?
75 arrests, yeah.
Whether, I'll set the number at
whether
75.
It's a Charger fan, whether it's a Raider fan, we're not saying it's you, but someone's starting something. You know that. Best way to go out, man.
All right.
Happy New Year.
We're
going
to go out with, I guess, our own mascot, right?
You and I went to UNLV, right?
We
went
running there. Rebels,
neither
baby.
Of us can count past 21. That's fine, man. We go to Vegas.
How about a Rebel Yell?
I went
then?
There for the strip clubs. You went there for the education.
Do they still have the newspaper, or is it online now?
I don't know. Everything's online.
Chris Carter, Breakfast with the Beatles, next.
See you next year.
KLOS. Yep, see you next year.